It is Friday, September 20th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Amid new reports that a high-level whistleblower complaint against Donald Trump centers on Ukraine, Rudy Giuliani tells CNN, yeah, I asked Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. So what? Meanwhile, Colt, maker of the AR-15, is suspending its production of the rifles for civilians, calling the move a market-driven decision.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Rudy Giuliani has acknowledged that he asked top Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden. When asked by CNN's Chris Cuomo during an interview on Thursday evening if he ever talked to Ukrainian officials about looking into Biden and his son's business ties in the country, Giuliani, without hesitation, replied, "Of course I did." Giuliani's admission comes as Democrats investigate whether President Donald Trump and his personal lawyer are pressuring Ukraine's government to dig up dirt on the former vice president. The House investigation and Giuliani's comments take on added significance in light of new reports from the New York Times and the Washington Post that suggest the high-level whistleblower complaint about Trump by a member of the intelligence community centers on Ukraine.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Gun manufacturer Colt announced Thursday that it will suspend production of AR-15 rifles for civilian sales, saying there's an adequate supply of the deadly weapons already on the market. I'll bet. Colt holds the trademark to the name AR-15, but many other gun makers produce similar AR-15-style semi-automatic rifles. There are an estimated 16 million AR-15s or similar models currently in the hands of American civilians. Colt claimed his decision to pull the weapon was purely market-driven and made no mention of any public outcry over the AR-15's frequent use in mass shootings across the U.S. Limiting access to AR-15s and other weapons has become a focus of gun control advocates. 2020 presidential candidates like Beto O'Rourke, who said at Thursday night's Democratic primary debate, "Hell yes, we're going to take away your AR-15. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The number of birds across North America has dropped by nearly 3 billion since 1970. This according to a report Thursday from Science Magazine. That's a 30% reduction in populations, making what National Audubon Society President David Yarnell calls a full-blown crisis. Annual complaints to Government Intelligence Watchdog Hotline have more than doubled since Trump took office. According to public records, numbers for the latest fiscal year are on pace to be even higher. Washington Post reports that Housing Secretary Ben Carson warned of big, hairy men trying to gain admittance into women's homeless shelters during his San Francisco HUD office visit. Three people present at the meeting told the Post the comment was an attack on transgender women. Bernie Sanders' campaign is urging the Democratic National Committee to demand that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo approve legislation to extend the state's deadline to change party registration, which is less than a month away. And 7 months from his announcement, Bernie Sanders has reached the 1 million donor mark quicker than any candidate in history. It took Sanders 9 months to hit a million the last time around, and it took Hillary Clinton almost a year to reach that milestone in 2016.
Quicker! Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.